Now going to call the Common Council of the City of Franklin to order, and I guess I'll take the role. Or Ms. Liberta, you're going to take the role. Ms. Liberta.
Sure. Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Skaransky.
Here.
Mayor Taylor.
Please rise. Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance for our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Mayor,
can you wait just a beat so that the two big guys on the end can
too
get
quick,
over there?
Too quick for you? Yeah. That's a first. Yes. And I'll turn to the citizens' comment period. Are any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Any citizens wishing to speak? Any citizens wishing to speak? Yes. If you could please come forward, please state your name and address for the record.
Hi. Penny Donosky, 7985, South 57th Street. I kind of got notice of this meeting at the last minute, but there are a lot of things that are kind of getting discussed here, and I guess there are certain things about the quarry monitoring. I mean, I for one, I live in River Heights, and I have no idea why the monitoring never stopped, ever stopped. The blasts are terrible. My house shakes. My dishes shake. Everything shakes. And the soot and everything that comes through the neighborhood is really bad. And on some days, the smog, when there's an overcast sky, I don't know if it's from the asphalt plant or from the quarries, the smell and everything, the dust is just terrible. And this, everything should be monitored consistently, forever and ever. And I think, I forgot half the stuff I wanted to say. For one thing, someone was saying that they want to place the monitors next to where the quarry would have theirs set. Why would anybody do that? Or did I miss something?
Mm-hmm. So,
Liberta? No, we didn't refer to putting ours where the quarry would have theirs. We indicated in one area we'd put them in the three fixed locations that the city has used in the past where we've paid to have monitor vaults installed, one being the park on the west side, and then by the two sewer and water buildings that the city has that borders the quarry property. And then also having a monitor that can be moved in place at whatever property the city chose to, not necessarily tying it to where the quarry is monitoring, except for twice a year putting it where they are to test the blast to make sure that the results we're getting from the quarry are considered accurate as well. We will still use our own results, but we also want to verify that the two sets of monitors are working consistently. That was a practice incorporated in the original RFP, the 2001 contract, and the 2004, and it seemed good to make sure that we were continuing to make sure that the monitors were working consistent with each other.
Now, are you making reference to the or the...
That's the seismograph. That's the seismograph.
The vibration.
Right.
Okay. I know that, I mean, I just feel that some of this stuff has gone... unrealized for a long time, and people that do live near the quarry, their houses are suffering from it. And I believe people's health is too. I guess if I could just afford to pick up and sell my house, right? It's a bad economy. I think I would. I'd be out of there. But. Another thing I wanted to mention are the air quality monitors. Okay, when they had them before, they had them over by the water pumping stations, like in River Heights, and they were facing, I mean, I would think they would have that facing the quarry if you're trying to get quarry dust in there, rather than just having thing faced a different way from the quarry. I mean, they were always facing east, and the quarries were north. Why?
I can't really answer why it was done then. What I can address is, you know, as part of the selection process, a question of that nature is very likely something that will be asked of the consultant as to, you know, what's the what kind of information you use in deciding where to recommend that the air monitors be placed, so that we can judge their the professional basis and the expertise they're using in the placement of the air monitor.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
That there would be some kind, you can seek this out, some kind of a citizen input committee. I mean, all this is taking place because there are people that live around the quarries. And it's their health and well-being that, you know, that you're discussing. And I think citizen input committees or a committee would be essential. I guess that's about it for tonight. You're not voting on anything, really, are you?
Only to start the process. I think both the aldermen that are closest to the district are still have input into the process before it goes out, and I think they can collect the information from their constituents and then forward it to Mr. Liberta. But the document that you have in front of you is what's going to be asked of the consultants, and then there's going to be, you know, the common council and others will still have input into the process. So. But just there was a quarry monitoring committee that was in place, citizens panel. What happened to the quarry monitoring committee is, I don't know, it never, from the notes that I have, it was never dismissed, it was never abolished. So technically it's still in place.
Who was on that committee?
I think Marge was there, Fred Knippel were the chairs, if I remember correctly, Dave Fowler, and I don't know who else. It wasn't, I think it was actually my suggestion that when I was an alderman that we get away from the fire department doing the monitoring and we go out for a consultant, and then Marge and Fred and Dave and whoever took all the input from the citizens and moved forward, and the recommendation was the aquifer monitoring committee, or aquifer consultants, which worked, I guess, pretty well.
I guess one other thing is, I mean, to have complaints, I mean, I don't even, truthfully, I don't make complaints anymore. I write them down at home when the blast took place, how they are and whatnot, when I'm home. And I don't bother, I mean, I didn't even know there was a complaint form. I mean, years ago there was a complaint form, but I didn't even know there was one. Which is, I'm sorry, ludicrous that, you know, people don't even know about this. And that, I mean, to call up the city and have them tell you to call up the quarries is ridiculous. That's, I mean, I don't think the quarries care for passing of both levels.
Alderman Willow?
Maybe it would be appropriate to place in the next city newsletter the proper procedure for complaints in general, including the quarry, and that would help.
It's a great idea. Mr. Deal, can you make a note of that, and we'll put it in the next newsletter? I went online, and it does say on the website, file a complaint, but then you have to go down the list to see quarry complaint. So it should be more front and center.
But not everybody is online either.
Right.
And I do think that this has to be more city and citizen oriented as to what's happening with the quarries. I mean, the people around the quarries pay much higher taxes than the quarries. So I think we should get first choice. And I guess that's about it for now.
Well, thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir. And if you could, please state your name and address.
My name is Ronald Toro, 7154 South 51st Street in Franklin. And I have a little hearing problem, so I wasn't able to capture everything that was said here at this meeting. However, from what I gather, this meeting resolved around hiring and a consultant, somebody that is very capable. And I wanted to take something one step further. What happens when they find that with the consultant, does he make a recommendation that the quarry, when they're in violation, does he bring that up? And then too, if the quarry is held in guilty, what are the penalties? Is it going to be a mere tap on the wrist, or is it going to be a penalty that would cause them to wish they hadn't done the violation?
Well, I know right offhand there's a provision in the ordinances that can be a fine can be from $1 to $2,500 a day. But there was it all depends on how the ordinances are defined and what the penalty should be. I don't know if you could hear me when I...
Okay. Is that something that would deter them from doing the same aggravated problem again?
Well, I guess the... one of the things that came out, I thought that Mr. Liberta had said that there was something like 800 complaints that had been filed over the years.
That was over about a 13-year period or so, I believe.
And then there's also a misconception that when the consultant called went away, that there was no monitoring. Actually, the alderman for the 5th District, former Alderman Soans, was monitoring the quarries. And I think during that time period, after we went through all of the files and everything, there were two times where, he'd say it, former Alderman Soans, there were two that exceeded the limits prescribed by the PDD, and I'm looking at Joel Deedle to see if I'm right about that. even with that, my understanding is there was never a, it never went above the state limits, nor did it exceed the limits in the two planned development districts. Because there's a composite, there's an accumulation. Right? I had to become very familiar because I used to be the alderman for that district.
Some years ago, I attended a meeting put on by the quarry people, a PR meeting, and they talked about it like a sequential blasting where it wouldn't be one hard blast, it would be a series of blasts. And I'm wondering, with all the complaints we're having, are they still following that procedure?
Probably we'll have to ask them, but I do know that there are certain people living in certain areas that there's veins of the quarry that if they blast, the people in certain parts of that area are going to be affected much more than others. I also know when it's a cloudy day, it bounces off of the clouds and comes down on the rooftops, and that's much more severe. But their techniques, I believe, are pretty standard, same techniques that are used in most of the quarries in the United States, if that helped at all. Alderman Wilhelm?
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I guess, Ron, this is directed at you because when we talked, you were concerned about your well. And so I told you that I would try to remember to bring that up. So you just being here reminded me of that. So.
I thought of it, but I thought it was outside the scope of this meeting. But my question is, if I have a river running through my property, am I allowed to change the course of the river without the DNR?
No.
Now, water tables that we have probably are fed by a series of underground rivers. And when the quarry taps into the river, and people who are on a well, then their well runs dry. The way the city has it structured now, the owner of the well, the responsibility is on him to drill the well deeper, and he didn't create the problem, and I don't think that's right. I think some things should be changed in the city ordinance to make the quarry operators more responsible to that effect.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I wanted to note that in the PDD there for District 23, on page 31, there is a special assessment acknowledgement. Certain undeveloped lands owned by the operators of the 51st are subject to substantial special assessments for water service levied pursuant to the Common Council resolution, which service will help alleviate the city's concern about the potential impact of the expansion of the quarry area upon property owners' wells. So there is some language in here, and I, you know, this is the first I've really had time to get my hands on this, so it might be something that when we're working through this process, this might be something the city attorney could provide some input on protection for the wells.
That must have been changed then, so...
Well, this is pretty old.
Already? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get together and get some more specific details on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing? Yes. If you could please come forward, please state your name and address for the record.
Margie Shore, 8046 South 60th. I agree with the questions that were brought up by Olson and Alderman Wilhelm pertaining to the quarry. But the thing I don't like is these people had no idea anything about this RFP, and I think should have been some notification that they should be able to get them or something. Here they come, and they don't even know what you're talking about. And I didn't even get it. I had got it Saturday, and I haven't even had time to go through the whole thing. And pertaining to item 3 on page 12, we, the below citizens, request copies of each consultant proposal submitted to the city of Franklin. And
Where is it, Marge? I'm sorry.
On page 3, item 3.
What? I mean, how can they come? Can they just come over here and get them? We don't know anything about this RFP, and I didn't know anything about it either. So I just wondered how they can get the knowledge of what's going on in the city.
Now the council has the ability of later on in the agenda to table this item for an indefinite period, if they so wish.
Okay. And then pertaining to 4, 5, and 6 on page 12, the citizens request a citizen member to be part of the selection process, staff work group, for the citizen members to be selected by the surrounding affected neighbors' version appointed by the county council and mayor.
Any volunteers? Anybody at the microphone there?
I consider it,
yeah. Okay.
This, you know, this thing, I mean, I haven't even read it all. And I just feel that this is just, it's just not done right. It should have been processed or wrote up or something. That, I mean, I didn't see anything in the Now or anything that this was coming up. And I think the people need to know what's going on in the city. That's why they don't come to the meetings, because they feel they're just left out.
Would you like us to, maybe this comes up, to table this? Or?
Yes, I
okay.
do.
For how long a period?
Well, I think that the people should be allowed to see this, number one. And I just feel that there's some errors in this thing that I would be considering.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizen comment period? Yes. And I think we'll let everyone speak, and then Penny, if you want to speak again, be great.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I want to bring an issue up on the quarry again, and that is the amount of dust that leaves that property. I thought it was against state law for the trucks to leave there with all that dust, and I quoted it to you. Mm-hmm. That's a state law. And nobody seems to be enforcing that law. And it's dangerous. There's silica. Creates an illness that can't be cured. The amount of dust that enters the homes in the area. The shopping center we put there, we should never allow that to be that close to a place to excuse me, that distributes that amount of dust. You can't go down that Rawson Avenue. When you start at the top of the hill, and if I go in the morning, you can see that cloud of dust. It's there. It's all the way to 27th Street. It's dust. Is the city going to do anything about it?
Well, actually, I think if you remember correctly, the last time you talked about this, I don't know if you talked on the microphone or if you talked to me directly, but we've already put sting operations out there with our police officers over time, and the deputy sheriffs, as you're well aware, that's a county road, but the deputy sheriffs have also been out there. The county has put additional sweepers, but you're correct that what should be happening is that the drivers should be instructed to take their tarps and put it over the back before they leave the facility, and all of the washing units, they need to be told repeatedly that they need to go through the washing units before they leave the yard. That's the whole purpose of the washing units.
The washing unit already handles the tires. All the dust seems to be around the sides. You know, they've got structures on that building underneath the frame. I don't think those wheel washers are more than, 12 inches deep, maybe 18. And that doesn't cover the sides and the hood. So I
do have a suggestion, and that would be that before we put together the RFP here, is that suggestion be looked at as being incorporated into the RFP process.
I have another issue is item number 2 in regards to the Franklin Trails, trying to obtain grants for trails someplace. And it's kind of ambiguous as to where these are going to be and what purpose will they serve.
Can you hear him back there? Is the microphone? Okay, thank you.
What I don't like is that, you know, to put something like this on the agenda, and I believe they haven't even decided where they want this trail. And if I understand correctly, it's a trail for the children to use to get to schools. Is that the purpose of this, or what?
We have members of the Trails Committee that will be talking about it, and Alderman Wilhelm, I'm sure, will be glad to discuss that. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, it's not just for children. There are adults that use it, grandparents that use it. So it's a multi-use, multi-age idea and no, you're right. Just specifically, the trail wasn't selected because I didn't want to have something basically thrown at people and say, this is where you're going to have your trail, because that has failed. And so this is an input process. We have a map up with some options. It looks like there are people here that might like to give input to where they might like to see that, and we'll look at the funding that's available. We'll look at the placement. We'll look at the options and take input on that.
I kind of object to seeing more trails in the city because we have a committee that came up before the Common Council. They wanted to be an advisory board into streets and sidewalks, if I understand that correctly.
Connectivity committee?
Yeah.
Trails, yeah.
It was part of the trail committee that kind of wanted to have this. But here's the issue. We've put some sidewalks in, and every time I look around, we seem to be putting more sidewalks in. The people object to these sidewalks, and the only people that seem to want the sidewalks are the people that got the dogs. And in my neighborhood, we don't have any sidewalks, and I'd like to keep it that way. Besides the fact, if we really are interested in obtaining some type of continuity in the city, and I'm going back to Southview again, that road should go through from 82nd to Imperial. That land is owned by the school district, which cost us $250,000 out of our taxpayers' money, and it's sitting there growing corn. And that doesn't even, you know, this doesn't make sense. We need to put that road through, and part of it could be a park towards the housing project, and we would have some more sidewalks if these people want it. There's a start, there's free land before it's all chewed up and done something else. I don't like the idea that people want these bike trails. I used to ride a bike myself, but I had to give it up because of old age.
Mayor, I just want to make another comment. Leroy, while I appreciate, you know, your input on trails, there are people in Victory Creek, Hidden Lakes, and those subdivisions that pay park impact fees. Some of them were telling me fees like $6,000, $7,000 per home. And they were told when they purchased there that they were going to have a trail or a park or something, and they have nothing. So while you might object to that, there are people that see it as a benefit, especially the people that want to get to the school.
Those fees, you're saying, is for parks, right?
Not all of them. They're broken down into places.
There's some for fire department.
But right, yes.
And, well, the issue, therefore, is that we've got enough land around that we should provide for parks. But if we do, and the county doesn't provide any land for parks or help us with the parks, we're going to have people coming from all over the state to use our park. We're going to have the county of DPW is going to be 20 times the size of that, and Mr. Bennett here will be real happy to see all that. But first of all, we don't have the type of personnel in the DPW that can handle parks, because I've got pictures to show you that they can't even handle the trimming of the trees in my neighborhood. In fact, when they laid that trail all the way back to that band shell, Mr. Jerry Schaefer was laying a trail right over the roots of an oak tree. I had to go and protest that, and then he got to change it. Now, that man is constantly doing things like that throughout, and he's supposed to be part of the DPW. He's part of the parks.
Sorry, Alderman Solomon.
But
point of order.
Alderman Solomon.
But one of the things is that we need to stop spending money. If we're going to do this with trails, when I rode a bike, the problem with trails is that I found that the dog was on the side, the person holding the leash was on the other side. You come along the trail, you can't use it. So you can't really blend people, dogs, and bikes. Bikes, most bikes would be on the road. Well, the other thing is that I'd like to ask a question about this sewer system going in. I think that's item four. There was always supposed to be a survey for the 76th Street, and now there was a survey supposedly for the one going from 112th to the city limits. And what I'd like to know is that from the email I received from Bennett some time ago in regards to sewers. If a sewer is placed in place, then it's the ordinance that requires everybody to hook up to that sewer within a year. And so I don't quite understand why we were taking this survey, especially on the one from 112th to the city limits. If there's a sewer going through there, then it, according to the ordinance that I got an email from Mr. Bennett here, it stipulates that they all have to connect in a year. So,
Mr. Bennett, maybe when that comes up, you can make a note that if you could chime in on that. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And, could you help me?
My name is Tim Wachter, 3930 West Victory Creek Drive. So I live in the subdivision south of where this relates in relation to the trails that we were discussing. I just wanted to mention that you had a number of different options. Is that what you're going to be discussing this today as far as?
Mr. Dealey, you want to handle that?
I believe the main point of that item is to see if the common there's consensus on the common council to continue studying this matter. If the council does like this idea, then the trails committee will finalize some trails and some costs to bring it back to the council.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess I just want to voice that I'm in favor of it. One of the trails they actually go right past my home, so I would be in favor of that. Would allow my children to actually walk to school as opposed to being bused every day. So it's just, as I said, I hadn't seen anything until Saturday. So I just wanted to make sure that to let you know that I was in favor of it, and that I just want to make sure that when and if it comes time to, you know, making the plans, that the neighborhoods will be notified what the different options are, so that we have a chance to state our opinions and so forth. So, that's it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I just want to express how much I appreciate your daughter's enthusiasm for the trail when I saw her on Saturday, and her goody-goody jumping up and down was, you know, really a pleasure to have some excitement for someone who actually wanted to go to school, or get to school. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes. Please come forward. Please state your name and address for the record.
Jill Erickson, 8016 South 60th and about the quarry. Lived here almost 10 years now and did not have a clue that official monitoring by a licensed and professional consultant had been just sort of demanded for a good number of years. We've certainly experienced the glass. I didn't realize until I became self-employed again and working out of home just how rigorous those blasts are with plate shaking and so forth. When you're away during the day, you might not experience them if you have a typical 8-to-5 job or something like that. I do also worry about the frequency of them and the just how powerful they are. So I do wonder whether I realize that it sounds like there's some pretty nebulous regulations out there in terms of state and federal or what have you. So, but I think homeowners' homes should not have shaking plates. Particulate matter, certainly we've experienced that. I hosed down the front door. My husband was out using a laptop last summer and came in, and it just looked like somebody had dusted it, like a crop duster went over it after blasting. So concerned about that. Considering that you're using an independent contractor for this. I guess I don't want the quarry picking this contractor, and I don't know if there's a way to make sure that there isn't going to be the fox watching the hen house with that one, because I want somebody independent doing those types of readings. And the quarry has expanded, and we weren't really, as citizens, given any notification that that expansion was going to happen. Suddenly there was equipment in a couple of years ago, and new berms and extending, and homes were raised, and kind of put two and two together. That does that mean then that the parameter and perimeter of where they will be blasting is encroaching closer and closer into the residential areas? Those are all things that I kind of want the consultant to be asking about as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes.
I'm Judy Mills. I live at 8018 West Winston Way. And just not dealing with the quarries, but one, I like the trails. They're nice. And secondly, I know that Franklin's been working, and you've been working very hard to develop industry in Franklin, the business park, and getting us to try to lower our taxes, etc. You've been doing I've been here 25 years, and you've done a mighty job in us going from not much to quite a bit, a lot of change. But I'd also like to, I'd also like to encourage you not to lose sight of the fact that along with all the industrial growth, business growth, I think it's very important to keep that greenery as neighborhoods develop and areas develop, that you think about keeping as much green as you can in subdivisions, etc. Because I know myself, when I drive around the Milwaukee area or I go down to Chicago, it seems like the subdivisions that I go ooh and ah over are the ones that, when you drive through them, the homes are surrounded by green spaces and a lot of, not necessarily big lots, but that they've taken the time to make sure that maybe in between a couple lots there's just a bunch of trees. And it's just beautiful, like Elm Grove is. You can go through Elm Grove and you're just surrounded by trees, and greenery. Brookfield does it. It's just, when you talk about land values and the community, I just see as areas go up, them mowing down anything that's green and putting up cement, and the cement can look really good, but if you then have to wait 50, 100 years to get trees back, we just lose something that way. So just to keep in mind, to keep going on developing business, that's wonderful, but don't lose sight of, and housing developments, but to try to keep and make those developers, whether it be in housing areas or business development, to try to keep green areas in there, because I think we would just look better as a community that way rather than seeing nothing. Some places around Franklin is brand new development, and it looks like the tenement city housing that I grew up in. There are places that we've got houses so close together and no greenery around them where you could open up a window and ask for a cup of sugar from your neighbor. And so I think of that as very city kind of living, not suburban living. And just an FYI.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Birch, how are you?
Tim Birch, 7466 South 46th Street. I live directly across from Pleasant View School. Wanted to make a few comments about the proposed trails. I'm probably back in that area more than Dave. Yeah, probably more than Dave. He's my tutor goes down, so we're back there more than anyone else in the city. This weekend, I had displeasure of seeing three ATVs come tearing out of that area, and I was able to talk to one of the people who was loading the ATVs up on the trailer that he parked by the school. The other ones went tearing down the road, and I didn't get a chance to talk to them. And he was under the impression that it was some guy's land, and he was able to do this, and I told him, oh, it's a conservancy, you're not supposed to take the vehicle back, and won't do that. And later, I think it was Saturday, and then Sunday, I'm having a cup of coffee, looking out my window, and I see an SUV, not an ATV, but a full-size SUV coming out of there. So you guys need to get some signs up there yesterday. I haven't been back there today to see what kind of damage was done out there, but you know, with the place as wet as this, I'm sure there's ruts all over the place. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I'm happy to have trails back there. My neighbors and I, we've mowed some paths back there so we don't come out covered in ticks and stuff when we, you know, walk around back there. But I would like to see it as natural as possible. So nothing more than a mow trail or wood chips or crushed limestone, maybe, but certainly nothing paved. And I don't know what the requirements would be for grants and ADA compliance and things like that. But if you pursue a grant and you know, if it's a federal grant or something, and the trail now has to be ADA compliant, it's got to be 10 feet wide and paved, and it's like putting a road to the conservancy. It doesn't make sense. So.
Right, thank you. Mr. Bennett, could you make a note on the RVs? That is our land. Alderman Wilman?
I appreciate Mr. Birch watching out for that area back there. I did call Alderman Solomon over the weekend, since he's on the Park Commission, to ask him about the signage. He's well aware of that. And I talked to Jerry Schaefer at DPW, and I was going to talk with you later this evening after the meeting. So hopefully we'll get something going on.
That's very disturbing. Yeah. It's a very nice land back there.
And, regarding the surface area, it's going to a lot depend on the type of funds that are used. I think that usually state or federal funds are going to require something more ADA compliant. And I think that the trail system options that are shown there would provide enough options for all type of people to be able to have, you know, different surfaces out there. So maybe the people that, you know, really need, like the gentleman here, needs a harder surface, can have an area, and then there could be areas that are completely left. So certainly there's, more than 80-some acres there. I think that there should be enough for multiple uses on the property. So I just want people to have an open mind for everyone, and except for maybe the ATVs and RVs. I don't think they belong there. But thank you.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir.
Randy Conrad, 4176 West Whispering Ridge Pass. I live in the Victory Creek Social Subdivision. I'm also the president of the Homeowners Association. I've met with a number of our neighbors, and the paths are very much appreciated, and we hope to move forward. We were one of the original builders there, and we did pay a fee for a promised park behind the river at some point down the road. So we're definitely hoping that something moves forward with this. I do think a paved path would be one of the best options. A lot of the young kids like to use it for small wheel things, and unfortunately, you know, chips and stones don't always cut it. So I just want to let everyone know that there are people that use them a lot. My family, I've got kids at Pleasant View. There's no way for him to get to and from school right now without taking the bus, which is a shame because we can see the school, but there's no way for him to get to it. And I put one son through Pleasant View already. He's in high school now, so, you know, we've dealt with it. We want to keep the kids out there and active, give them paths. I also have sons who can't go visit their other friends' subdivisions because there's no way to get there without them crossing 51st or Rawson. We want to keep them off those busy streets. So the paths are something we definitely should look at. It brings the communities together. I see it as nothing but a positive for our society. So just want to let you know that there are people out there without dogs that do use the paths and really enjoy them. So I hope it moves forward.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
Yeah,
And I did forget to pin.
Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Line Road. Just a couple things. I'm not here to represent any group, but as one who was facilitating some of the meetings with the citizens that live in the area of the quarry, I just wanted to reiterate a couple of things. I think why this issue is before you, and I wanted to make a stress that, it's because the citizens were the ones that started the dialogue, especially Alderman Shore, with the mayor pointing out the problems, and after investigation realizing that there wasn't a lapse in time and in service with something that was required of the quarry that was mandated based on an agreement. Two people agreed to terms, there was oversight. So I think it was the citizen involvement that kept this alive and brought it back before you, and I think the citizen involvement. I do disagree with Marge, as I don't think it should be put on hold for indefinite. I think there should be a time limit that people do have the opportunity, because it was these people that came forward with these concerns, that at least they see what document is being presented and being exposed for bids. And I think that's only fair, but not to have the Gila Quarry is approaching its season very quickly. It will be a busy season, we hope. So I think it's something needs to be in place, and I just hate to see that someone start blaming the residents, saying that they didn't want to go forward fast enough with it. Question I have is, earlier the mayor mentioned that this common council put money aside for this, but I've heard, obviously, as one who was part of that negotiations with that contractor to put this, is that there's $42,000 set aside that the quarries are obligated to pay. Does the common council also have additional money that would deal with this when it was said that the council voted to put money aside, or are they just putting the money aside that the quarries obligated to?
Mr. Liburn.
What he was referring to is the fact that for us to make the expenditure, we have to have a legal appropriation in the budget. So no matter its revenue source to the city, it's all in our budget and considered the city putting the money aside. But the source of the money that's in the city's budget is from the quarries. The budget doesn't have additional revenue beyond that anticipated.
So if the great wisdom of this council would ever present themselves where they would get a bid that would be a couple thousand dollars more than the 42, the council would entertain the thought of the city itself making up that difference. We're not solely based on just that 42. I was looking for a consent.
Well, to answer the first question, I believe in my recommended budget, I put a line item regarding this subject matter, and I think there was something in the budget write-up, and it did flow from discussions we had with the citizens about the monitoring and air quality monitoring and things that came before the Plan Commission. On the 42,000, I think unless the council was to say something in the order of unless the council gives some flexibility to it, it could be capped at the 42.
So my question is the council would entertain thoughts of kicking in some additional money, obviously not a ridiculous amount, but something to make sure that it would go forward with it, or are they just dead set at 42 and they're not paying a penny more?
I think this is the first initial meeting, and the council is just digesting it, looking at the responses. While you do bring up a good point that the tabling should be to a time specific, the council too has the ability of weighing in on whether they want to have more dollars appropriated than the $42,000.
And that's all I'm bringing to light tonight.
Sure.
I hope they would entertain that thought, that it would be just a small amount and we end up throwing out some qualified people that would be. The second thing that I have is I agree with Alderman Olson and Alderman Wilhelm. I know, Steve, it's hard to say. But I do think that in the past, the location for those current positions were based on the future expansion of the quarry and the operation going on now. And if that has changed, and obviously we're aware of it, I think those need to be relocated. But I would rely on the expertise of the people that are going to submit this to see, because obviously your agenda is to say this is what we want to safeguard and keep monitoring, not that people say, well, they've been sitting there for the last 15 years, what are they monitoring? And then the other question that I would like is, at one of our meetings, Mark, there was a map that was presented, and it showed the it showed that there could be an appearance of the quarry actually expanding beyond the boundaries that they agreed to not to expand. So will this company also be monitoring that, and have we ever gotten a resolution as far as whether they did or didn't?
Ms. Liberto?
Yes. Part of what the quarry, or what this group will monitor, is operation of the quarry against the requirements of the PDD, which I would include the boundaries. So I believe that's something they will also be keeping an eye on. As to the mapping question, no. I spoke with Marge about this last week, and actually I left you a phone message to ask if we could meet back again and you could, I could go through that map with you and you could show me the exact areas so that we could double check. We believe it to be only the area where they move dirt or develop road access and not actually doing quarry. But I want to make sure we're looking at the same area you had pointed out. And so I would like to get back together with you to make sure we're looking at the areas you highlighted to us.
Okay. And I apologize. I put my father-in-law in the hospital and now he's at our home, so we have an issue there. But I guess I'd like to point that out to the Common Council is to show that there's also a question on a map with a boundary that actually shows that the quarry could have expanded beyond the agreement line that they agreed to not to. And whether it's a road or access or something like that may be an issue that the council will have to deal with. I know as I sat on the council years ago and the quarry wanted to expand to the west, we did have a brief conversation about them putting a mound system that was outside of the PDD. So there is some other issues that this council will have to deal with. And I'm not an expert, you know, on there, but I would hope that part of one of the first things is that that gets resolved because it does appear to be an expansion. Yeah. Thank you.
Just on the last part, the if in fact there was some movement into the lines, the boundary lines, there's never been any authorization, and the quarries would in fact be in violation of both PDDs. When we find out that things are occurring, we have taken the quarries to task. And that's why we have people that go into the quarries and take a look at it from time to time. But all good questions. Okay, Marge, I promised Penny. Actually, the lady in the back, you haven't spoken yet, have you?
Well, I'll just take a minute. I just want to clarify. I don't put this indefinite, but I want to clarify that I think that people should have more knowledge of what would happen. And that's what my whole thing is. I want to know where they can get the proposal to look at it. I know we need something.
Yeah. Well, I guess the first thing is we the council is going to have to take up whether they want to table this item or whether they wish to pass the item with all the suggestions tonight. So if they move to table, the document probably you wouldn't want until it's the document that's being passed because it wouldn't be the final document.
I know, but I just didn't misunderstand.
If possible, why don't we just see if we can, is this in a Word format? Can we put this, or PDF, put this up on the website?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
And lady back there has been very patient, and I know those seats are very hard.
You ask Marge to give her comments tomorrow?
I'm sorry.
My name is Mary Starr. I live at 4132 Lewis Creek. My husband and I are in favor of the trails that are there.
Could you stand just a little closer?
We also are in favor of the trails, as we also paid fees when we moved in. We've been there 9 years and nothing's happened. So we're happy to see this coming up, but there's just a couple of things. And I made Kristen aware of a couple of things that. First, I would not want to see this as a preliminary step to eliminating school bus service because, you know, if there's trails in there, the kids can walk to school, but what if it's raining or it's really cold or snowy? The other thing is, depending on where the trails come into or around the subdivision, when people outside the subdivision get wind of this trail and they can go into the conservancy area behind us, are we going to have a lot of cars parking up our street? Because when you put cars on both sides of that street, it gets really narrow. And so that would be a major concern, especially for Mr. Walker, who's down at the one end there. If that trail is going to come past his house, where are these people going to put all these cars? The other thing is I would really strongly urge you to really look at the grading back there if you're going to put any kind of trail along the creek. Every year, the 9 years that we've been in our house, we have had flooding past our lot line. That lot line was 100-year floodplain. Every year it has come past at least 5 feet up our hill. 1 year it came up to our deck posts. So that means by the time you go from our deck posts out to the lot line, it's about 5 feet deep. And then that goes all the way back to that creek, and it goes on the other side of the creek for quite a ways also. And that floods regularly. So anything you put back there is going to get washed out, or it's going to be unusable because it's going to be too soggy. So we would ask that, you know, grading or whatever be kept in mind if you're putting trails along that creek.
All right, thank you. That was a good question about the bus service. So, I think only anyone's thought of that. Yes, Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We didn't answer Mr. Shore's question. And as a former alderman, you know that everything, just about everything that goes on here is public record. You come into City Hall, you ask for it, you get it. And it costs you a few bucks, but you get it. So these documents are all available during business hours with some lead time and copies. The mayor directed the city administrator to put it online. Get it for free. So you know, we're solving all kinds of problems tonight. We're solving all kinds of problems. We're revisiting the PDD. That's not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about putting out an RFP so that we can get people in here to monitor the court, period. And I appreciate the public input. It's 8:20.
Well, we are still in the citizens' comment period. We have not had such an extended citizens' comment period, but the items that are coming up are of extreme importance to the people. And so I, for one, do not want to curtail this. I understand that we have a national basketball championship that's going on, but people have sat here for a long period. It's always up to the council whether you'd like to curtail that. I wouldn't recommend it. Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. And then one to add to Alderman Olson's comments, I believe right now the packet's online. So anybody can go, Marge, you can go to the city's website, go to the agenda, and click on the council packet, and the whole thing is in a PDF form. So you can, this whole thing has been on there since Friday. But I mean, you may not have known that, but it is posted. Every council packet is online for anybody to go and pull up, so you can see everything that we're seeing. So just so you know that at the website, we started doing that a while ago, and that's been helpful for some. So just go to the city's website, go to the agendas, go to the common council meeting, or the committee of the whole, and there's a PDF thing, and you can pull it up.
But it was such a short notice.
Well, we get the same notice as you do. We get the packet on Friday after 5 o'clock, and then we have a meeting on Monday night or Tuesday night, so we're in the same boat as you.
Alderman Wilhelm, do you have your hand up?
Well, I noticed that when... former Alderman Shore spoke, she made some comments about the citizens requesting, and she appeared to have a clipboard with some things on it, and I was thinking that she should leave that with Mr. Liberta or get a copy of it and give it to him before she leaves. Would you make a copy of what she has? So those comments and suggestions, at least those are taken into consideration. And since they would like to have a little more time, I would be okay with making the motion when it comes up to table this item until the next meeting with the comments and changes based on the council members and the citizens included in the new proposal.
Why don't we just wait till we get out of the citizens' comment period? Great suggestion. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes. Is it Mike?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, I'm just kind of curious to find out the status of 51st Street and Wanega. 51st Street, is that going to be discussed tonight? Or are you going to take input on that? Or?
We have it on the agenda. It's authorization to hold informational meetings for reconstruction of South 51st Street, north of West Rawson Avenue, and construction of a proposed trail.
What is the plans? Is that going to take citizens' input at that time, or is it now the time to take input?
I would suggest that maybe give you your input now, but the council has the ability of suspending regular order of business to allow input.
Well, over the weekend, talking to some of our neighbors, we're kind of concerned about what is happening. Obviously, you know, I live on South 51st Street, an old white Victorian style house, built in 1892 there, old farmhouse. So we're kind of concerned about, you know, what's going to happen, how wide the road's going to be, what trees, if any, are going to be cut down, et cetera. And my neighbors and I are very, very concerned.
I completely understand.
So that's my comment for this evening. Okay. I'm waiting for input back from the council and the mayor in relation to South 51st Street.
Could you provide your full name and address for them?
My name is Michael Below, B-U-E-L-O-W, 6730 South 51st Street, Franklin.
And perhaps Penny still wants to talk, but perhaps while we're still here, somebody could share, if you have drawings of the proposals with Mike. Penny? If you could state your name again, sorry, for the record.
Penny Janowski, 7985 South 57th Street. As far as quarry monitoring goes, do they monitor things that go into the Boot River?
Well, I can say that my understanding is the state, Department of Natural Resources, as well as other agencies, have been monitoring the quarry with or without the city for some time. And the simple answer is, I believe, is yes. The DNR pays close attention to that.
Okay, so the city doesn't monitor
it. I wouldn't say that, but Mr. Deedle, can I help us out here?
Yes, the DNR monitors the quarries primarily from a stormwater management standpoint. So any pipes or discharges they have into the Wood River have to have a permit. And the quarries were inspected by the EPA within the last couple of years. And according to the DNR staff we talked to, they were informed by the EPA for quarries were doing everything they were supposed to.
Okay. And I was also wondering if I could get copy of one of those proposals, which I didn't know existed.
There is.
Steele, could you maybe help her out? Not at the moment, but as soon as we towards the end of the meeting. Right. It's now.
It's hard for me to get out. My mother is living with me right now, and I can't just.
Sure. For the number of years that you've been involved, that's the least we can do. All right. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? No one else? I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to item G1, items 1 through C. Is there any request for separate action?
Do you want minutes, Your Honor? Minutes?
Oh, minutes. I'm sorry.
I have a comment on the minutes as well.
On the minutes, approval of a regular meeting, March 20th, 2012. Alderman Wilhelm?
I'd like to, out of consideration for the clerk's workload, just move to table the minutes of March 20th for review of G10 and G12 and approve the special meeting minutes of March 26th.
Second.
So, in second, any discussion? Alderman Olson.
Under the special meeting, item 3, second motion, direct the city attorney to recover those funds. I think that's a little definitive. I think I said attempt to recover those funds.
That's my recollection.
So with that change.
With that change.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. That was on the special meeting?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. In a regular meeting of March 20th, there's a motion to approve.
Those were moved to table.
To table. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now, items G1 through C. Is there a request for separate action? If not, is there a motion to approve?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item G2, request from Franklin Trails Committee for approval to proceed with the outdoor recreation grants application with assistance from city staff for a portion of a trail system located immediately south of and east of Pleasant View Elementary School. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I would have liked to see a little more, at least discussion on which trail we're going to direct them. Do we really need to have them go out and take every one of these options and come up with a cost? Can we narrow it down to a couple? Let's cut some staff time down on this. And
citizens I heard say they want to get to Pleasant View School. I think the ones that go directly there should be option one. And so I'll make the motion to direct the Franklin Trails Committee to proceed. For option one, with an outdoor recreation grant application with assistance from the city staff, proportion of the trail system located immediately south and east of Pleasant View Elementary School, and for two other options.
Is there a second?
Second.
To move and second under discussion, Alderman Olson and Alderman Solomon.
Money that this doesn't bind the council to spend money.
Correct.
It just allows them to
Let's get an answer to that, because we've applied for grants in the past, and then all of a sudden we're locked into it. Mr. Deal? Alderman Solomon and Alderman Skransky.
Well, I would hope this would go to the Trails Committee first, because the option one wasn't even discussed at the Trails Committee. And I, as chair of finance, am not prepared to go out for a grant that may cost me up to $200,000. And we don't have that kind of money in this type of an economy right now. It's not in the budget. So I don't know where that kind of money would be coming from. But I do agree, as a member of the Trails Committee, that this needs to be put through within the next few years. I also realize that the Parks Commission has a priority as far as access to the parkland, which would give us the ability to solve the problems with the lady that talked about the cars. And that will be an issue as we move forward. If we can get it up to Marquette Avenue and the school parking lot after school and weekends, people can park there. So that'll give them some options also. But I do believe this needs to be looked at yet. I realize that the grant needs to be applied for in a timely fashion, but after Thursday night's meeting, I do believe there'll be some discussion as to where this trail goes and what options to recommend to the council, because that's what's on the Trails Committee agenda on Thursday.
Okay. Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, I have to agree with Alderman Solomon on this. First of all, I want to make sure that we're not encumbering any of our funds or we're going to go in a hole on this. And second of all, I'd like to see some trails in the 6th District, and we'll be going on that. And I think that should be tabled until Trails Committee comes back with their recommendations and we know where we're going.
Alderman Taylor, too.
Well, I guess, okay, thank you, Your Honor. We have the alderman of the district that knows this area, knows these residents. I would have to lean that if she's saying option one is the one that most people are preferring. That's why I second the motion regarding whether it's the 6th District or the 4th District or whatever. This has been a kind of a focus for a while. I do recall at some point we had a discussion about a trail. Was it about 116th Street that we shut down, that we killed because the people didn't want it, is my understanding, or I don't know. I don't know. That was a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
but
people.
I mean, but
at a different time right now. And
right.
I think the information is different.
Yeah, so maybe that would be something that would come back, and I have no problem with that. But I do know that issue was denied here, and this has been a focus for quite a while. This is the Pleasant View area, and that's why I support Alderman Wilhelm's motion.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I think the problem is there's a pretty tight grant deadline, and if you stop anything in the process, you won't even have an option. So every municipality that's going to be jumping on board is going to get funds for trails for their community, and Franklin will be again missing out. And this was an item that we actually adopted and passed and made part of the comprehensive master plan, the trail option one, and I also added to my motion two other options. So if someone doesn't like option one, I had left that open, so two other options could be priced out as well. So I think that's a pretty fair assessment, and it was the Trail Commission, the chairman, who worked with planning staff to put this map together. So he did that based on the public hearings, the two previous grants we wrote, what's already in the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, what's already in the Comprehensive Master Plan, what's part of the Trails Commission Plan. So we're going to beat this to death, and we have citizens saying, you know, they're already mowing it. They pretty much know where they want it. So, you know, you can certainly shut this down when it comes back to council, but if you don't move forward, you're going to miss out on an opportunity completely.
Okay, anyone else wishing to speak? Ms. Liberta, could you... taking the notes?
Yes, I have the motion.
Read the motion back.
Alderman Wilhelm moved to direct the Franklin Trails Committee to proceed for option one with the outdoor recreation grants application with assistance from city staff for a portion of a trail system located immediately south of and east of Pleasant Prairie Elementary School, and for two other options. Seconded by Alderman Taylor.
Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item three is mine, status of welcome to City of Franklin signs. I put this on there because I think the letter from Mr. Kowalski was self-explanatory. Haven't got anything back. I don't know if Jack or Mr. Schaefer have got anything back regarding entry signs. We did have the proposition was to allow Mr. Kowalski's group, Mr. Malarkey's group, to try and raise funds, but my recollection is the aldermen of the city were very much in favor of trying to revamp and get new signs in. It's been quite a lapse between the time that they offered to assist us now, and I guess what brought this to light is I was driving through Muskego the other day and saw all the great signs, and they're all coordinated, and that's what actually gave impetus to this. So I would suggest that the council direct the staff, director of Public Works, to move forward and to start to make this a city project. Alderman Solomon and Alderman Taylor.
Talked to you, Mr. Mayor, in regards to the request that I received from former Alderman Thorson and from the individual that is running the concerts in the parks, indicating that we should be looking at a sign out here by the library or out in front of City Hall in conjunction with our Economic Development Commission that has been renamed to Forward Franklin. And a lighted sign that we can put notices on for when there's going to be concerts in the parks, welcoming signs, welcome, you know, that you can update and change on a daily basis, welcoming the businesses, new businesses into the community, anything else that's going on in the community. And the reason I caught this is... there are other communities that do this. In fact, Oak Creek's got one outside of their city hall. Lets everybody know what's going on, especially into their center there. It's a very positive point of entry, especially with all the people going past Loomis Road.
Okay. Alderman Taylor, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, I just would say, I think, you know, the Muskego is something that, you know, obviously I know I'm very familiar with in that sign, and I did have the person that created that, he met with, I know, Ron Rollmice, and that was in our packet where I think was very similar to that, except for instead of, I think, the cattails, whatever, there was an oak tree or something, if I could recall. So I know there was, and I'm not saying that's the option that we choose, but I know we did spend some, staff did spend some time looking at it, so you're basically asked to kind of get brought back to life.
Well, I think that there was a very generous offer on the part of the nonprofit organization, but, you know, all nonprofits right now are having a heck of a time raising money, and yet our entry signs are pale in comparison to other municipalities like South Milwaukee and Muskego, and it puts a negative light on our whole city. So I think we should move forward. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I agree. I'm ready to move forward with some funding for that. I'm not sure we need to expand this into park signs if we can't even fund the trail. I don't think we should be putting in lit park signs and for concerts. So that would be money that would have to come out of the park budget, and if we don't have money for the trail, I'm not going to support signs. Unless they're for ATVs, no ATVs allowed, I would support that. But when we were talking about this previously, I said if you're going to say welcome to Franklin, then the sign should be located where Franklin begins, and that's in my district on the corner of College and 27th. And I still would like to see that sign put there. I think if we don't like and we're not proud enough to put the sign there, then we need to change what's over there and do something about it.
Is there Alderman Solomon?
The individual that brought this to me was Mr. Dale Forth, who runs the concert, and offered to go out and get the dollars for the sign that could be utilized by many different individuals, not just the parks. They only have four concerts a year.
Alderman Skransky and Alderman Olson.
If you're going to put signs up in the city, you put them at all the entry roads coming into this community, regardless of where they're at. If you're proud in one area, you're proud in all areas of this community and do the signs consistently. And the EDC some years back approved all this and went for it and said do it. There's been many talks regarding signs in front of the city hall being electrified or as an information board. And that was brought up at the EC some time back, but it's going to take money to do. And the portion of the land where the sign may be put, it does not belong to the city, I don't think. It belongs to the electric company on the right of way. So that's something that I've had many discussions with them, and it's the old story, timing is everything. And I don't think this is the time to, but you never know what happens.
Alderman Olson?
You know, I'm all for marketing the city. I've been saying for years that we need a good signage package. I've said for years exactly what Alderman Solomon said, that we need a reader board out in front of City Hall. But then, I'm a realist. We got no money. And I'm here to tell you, those signs are not cheap. And if you do it halfway, as opposed to the other half, it's going to look like it. And you're not going to want it, and you're going to waste some money. And so let's go with, so that's the reader board option. You're talking at least $100,000. You know, you got $100,000 to throw to a sign, I'm sure we can find something else to do. The second signage we're talking about here are entrance signs to the city. So, okay, let's get DPW to make them for $50 a piece. And they'll look like $50 signs. So what the hell good are they? So until you know what you really want and have somebody do a decent design and approve the design, to say let's go forward is not well thought.
What I put on here and is not to move forward. It's to not to have this a joint project. It's to return this as a city project. And the rationale is that we haven't heard back from the Mr. Kowalski's group. Last time we had this subject matter on here, I thought I had total consensus by all six aldermen that we needed to do something with the entry-level signs. I also understand that if you start something today, it might be ready for the next budget. But if I don't bring it forward, you're still going to have the same entry-level signs that are still disgraceful to this city, especially a city of 35,509. So, trying to get this off of dead center. Tried to work, and I appreciate the offer, but they did this, I think, before the economy went in the tank, and every nonprofit is having a difficulty moving forward. Muskego apparently is doing very well, and I think those signs really beautify the city, and it enhances the entire city. So that's it. Alderman Wilhelm.
Did we ever acknowledge them? They wrote us in a letter in writing. Did we ever write them a letter in writing? I'm just not saying that we should do that now, but maybe that's why nothing ever happened, as well as the economy, and I don't know if they were notified. There's no one here from that committee, so maybe they don't even know this is on the agenda. So I guess
I did talk to Mr. Tadlock at the on the last meeting.
But I guess we should have acknowledged, since they wrote us in writing, we should have written back in writing saying what our intentions were, at least in DC. Somebody should have at least now acknowledged them back, because I don't think that there was ever any. They just said, let us know what we could do, and no one ever let them know what they could do.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, I'll make a motion, two motions. One, that we should probably have someone from staff, the director of administration, call the someone from, you know, Citizens for Community Development to see if there's any interest from that organization. That would be my first motion, to try to open up the dialogue again. Second would be is we have done some research on this. Let's get some kind of cost ideas so we at least know what we're talking about, different levels. Like I said, you know, I think the Muskego ones are outstanding. It's not just because that's where I was born and raised, but I think they look very, very nice, very attractive. Now there's a different cost involved to different levels. With the major entrances to the city, then you have some of the smaller entrances to the city.
It's going to be a long motion. I'll second it.
But my point is, we should dig up, get that information back to us. We can take a look at it and have discussions, you know, kind of dollars and cents, not just for us, but for this also organization, know what kind of dollars and cents we're looking at. So that's my motion, I guess.
It's been seconded. Any further?
I think I need to clarify the motion.
Contact CCD is the first motion. Can I second that?
All right.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I have motion carries. Second motion
is we've had some work done on this. Let's have it brought back before us. We kind of know what kind of dollars and cents we're talking about. And then we'll have a plan from there, I guess.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. Item 4, preliminary resolution declaring intent to exercise special assessment powers granted by Section 66 of Wisconsin statutes. Mr. Bennett?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, you asked me to mention the impact upon the sewer and the code. We have put on the sewer in 1 year. Obviously, the area received a petition for the sewer. We surveyed the area. We did indicate that there was a strong possibility that under consideration is changing the impact fee. Connection fee and indicated that the consultant's recommendation was $2,900. So we realize that that's pending. So everybody that answered, I think only three people in the west of 112th Street were indicated that they weren't for it. So I guess we'll start the project. Hopefully, we'll work this on May 1st. Adopt the final resolution and to do the special assessment. We're thinking in two ways. One, about 8 feet away from the Ryan Creek Interceptor, which would literally be put in the same trench as the Ryan Creek Interceptor. The person that would bid that, probably just only one person, that would be both contractors that are doing the Ryan Creek Interceptor, that section of the Ryan Creek Interceptor. Also bidding it to put it in the ditch lines, which is about 20 feet. And will be out of the influence of the Ryan Creek Trench. All contractors should be able to bid that. And our intent would be to take a little bit.
Well, Ms. Gransky, is there a motion to adopt a preliminary resolution declaring intent to exercise special assessment powers granted by Section 66.071 of the Wisconsin statutes for the installation of sanitary sewer on West Ryan Road from South 112th Street to the West City Limits, setting hearing date and authorization to go out for bids, and set the public hearing for May 1st, 2012 at 6:30 p.m. and authorize staff to go out for bids.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved second. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I have a question for
Mr. City Attorney. Alderman Wilhelm.
The people that own multiple properties there, do they each have to put a lateral in, or do they just put one in per the four properties they own, or how's it work?
Whatever they want.
Okay, so you're not making each lot connect, but the people that don't want it will have to?
Everybody that has an existing dwelling, by city code, has to connect it to it.
Okay, so the people that have empty lots along there, they're optional because their lot is empty.
Yes.
Yeah.
don't even like to put a lateral in for each existing home because we don't like to set up after it's paved. But beyond that, people can pick how many laterals they want for vacant properties.
Okay.
Take none.
I just didn't know if one person who owns four lots was going to get hit with the price of four laterals or how that works. So I think you answered my question. Thank you.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Ms. City Attorney?
I'm number one.
Ms. City Attorney?
Only that four.
I'm sorry. Was it
I
a no?
No.
Yeah. Let's do a roll call. Alderman Olson?
Aye.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skransky?
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. City Attorney.
Only for the record, as Mr. Bennett indicated, the survey information provided to the property owners did refer to funding through special assessments and sanitary sewer connection fees / impact fees because the council has not made that decision in terms of form. So for the record, the action sheet simply says special assessments and sanitary sewer connection fees, and Mr. Bennett is nodding his head that should say / and or impact fees.
Okay. All right. Motion passes 5-1. Let's see. Authorization to hold informational. We do that now. Informational meeting for restructuring of South 51st Street.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this came up at a comment period.
Motion approved.
Second.
So, moved and second. Any further discussion? Yeah. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying Alderman Wilhelm.
Are you looking at three lanes all the way down because of the multiple turn lanes at this point? Okay.
Left turn lane, dead intersection.
Yeah, I know the church wanted one, and there's two streets that want. So I. Okay, that's helpful.
Alderman Olson.
I'll withdraw my second.
Thank you. Sorry.
I'll withdraw my motion. One of these two want to take it.
Okay.
Are you withdrawing your
motion? Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to authorize staff to hold an informational meeting for the reconstruction of South 51st Street and the construction of an associated trail sidewalk north of Ross Avenue on April 18, 2012 from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 6881 South 51st.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? I do want to say that there was a member of the Citizens at Citizens Comment Period that did ask for the plans. Okay. Is there somebody that could get Mr.
Beal
a copy of the plans before then? Someone? Okay. Do you have the preliminary things that have come before?
We'd like to come in and go over with Mr. Romeis. He has the preliminary work on it.
Okay.
They're not really ready for
just for the record, I did in previous actions say that I would not vote to widen 51st Street, and well, I think many do, and that's still my stance. And all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Authorization to proceed with private property inflow and infiltration. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I have some comments on that. And Mr. Bennett, I would appreciate if you would let me know before it goes on the agenda, these items. I know we were working on this, but I had no idea this was going to be on the agenda. And if I had time, I would have given my input on this earlier, too, so I wouldn't have to waste the council's time. So I just want to go through the, I think I'll just make the motion because my comments are too many to take up the council's time with on this. So most of my comments pertain to wording. Yeah, right. And I figured that that'd be the best way to handle it. So I'll see if I can remember how I wrote this. Motion to authorize staff to proceed with the pilot project with technical corrections to the residential notice and the meeting location to be changed to the possibility of the Presbyterian Church, and then everything else as it says on South 37th Place between West Rosson Avenue and West Madison Boulevard as a pilot project for the MSD private property inflow and infiltration program, and offer to the property owners the program at no cost to the property owners.
Is there a second to the motion?
No.
I'll second.
All right. Under discussion, Mr. Bennett.
Yes, we were planning to put a small tent at the intersection of Madison Boulevard and 37th Street, make it such that people could just walk down and talk to us about the project.
Okay.
It would really need their cooperation and to try to get people to hop in a car and go someplace and just think we're going to lose some people.
Okay,
way.
That's fine. I'll change my motion to...
You withdrawing your motion?
No. I'll just scratch out the section about the location at the church, now that I understand he's going to have a tent there. But I would like to help make your letter a little more friendly up front to get that input.
Alderman Wilhelm, so we all understand the motion. Could you withdraw the first motion? Because the second's already withdrawn. And then
okay.
Make the next one so we're all clear as to what it is we're voting on.
Okay. Make the motion to authorize staff to proceed with the pilot project to include technical corrections to the residential notice, and the pilot project would be on South 37th Place between West Rawson Avenue and West Madison Boulevard as a pilot project for the MMSD Private Property Inflow and Infiltration Program, and offer to the property owners the program at no cost to them.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Opposed. They changed the motion completely.
Alderman Olson?
Roca. Aye. Sorry.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skransky?
No.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 7, authorization to let bid for painting of Drexel Avenue.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 8A.
Night, Jack.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess I'll, let's see.
Don't fall asleep,
you have a
Jack.
Suggestion
Don't
on this?
Asleep.
Is it on the other,
yeah.
Is it in the other part? Suggested
yeah,
motion? You don't have a suggested motion.
I suggested a couple, but it did sound like there was encouragement, just motion to table.
Well, I'll make the motion to table this item and for staff to include the suggestions from the council and the citizens come back for review and approval.
Is there a second? By when?
Next meeting.
Okay, next meeting of the Common Council. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Ms. Liberta?
Sorry about the pause. I guess what I heard, if I'm trying to administer what you're asking for, I guess what I would suggest is that you give me those 2 weeks to incorporate the alderman's suggestions, and then we will post onto the website a revised one that everyone can see and look at, and citizens can get back to me and for the next 2 weeks, and it'd come to you one meeting after that. That way, I have time to incorporate your suggestions so they can see what you consider to talk about.
Well, I guess some of the things were pretty obvious what they said. If there's something obvious that they said that we all agreed should go in there, then I would think that rather than waiting and then changing it again, just... You took notes, right? And we kind of all agreed. And if we don't like what's in there, we can scratch it. I mean, just make a track changes document, and we'll look at it and accept what we like and throw out what we don't and pass it.
I'm sorry, I thought I understood your motion then for any other comments I get between now and then to automatically incorporate. And I don't know what those would be. So I was going to give one document with yours in so everyone who wasn't here tonight would be able to see.
Well, I would allow the citizens' input, but I don't think the council members are going to support additional citizen input because they're huffing and puffing up here right now. So that would be ideally the way government should work, is to allow the citizens to have a lot of input, but I'm not seeing the support.
Okay. Alderman Olson, Alderman Solomon. There was a second, Alderman Taylor.
This is an RFP for monitoring. And what I heard tonight was reopening the PDD. I didn't hear anything about the RFP for monitoring. I think we have notes on what we all want. We did listen we've got it all in order, and I think if we hold up any longer, we're going to get yelled at. I know how this works. This is now the third or fourth or fifth or 20th time I've gone through a quarry issue. And I was here for the original one. And by the way, if citizens get appointed to this committee to review this, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to make you chairman.
I was before you.
Be careful what you ask for. So that's my position.
You can ask. Alderman Solomon?
I'm going to reiterate with what Alderman Olson just said. This is a monitoring contract. There are things in the PDD that you can monitor. It tells you how to monitor them.
Right.
You can only make the contract up to what's in the PDD. And they wanted to change the PDD, and we can't do that. It's that simple. Let's move this process forward.
All right, we do have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded under discussion. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'd like to remind the council that at the last meeting I made the motion to hire an interim quarry monitor, which is in place right now. We hired Rukert Milkey, Aquifer Science, so we're not in trouble with the citizens. We have someone who's doing that right now. Remember the mayor? That's what he wanted. He wanted that to go forward, so I made the motion. That's the motion that's being questioned, because at that motion I said that we should allow citizens' input. And that's what didn't get into the packet, and that's why I made the motion to table the minutes so the motion could be corrected. I hope you guys can remember that. And the citizens had comments that pertained to the RFP. Marjorie specifically, and I wrote these down, she said, regarding items number 4, 5, 6, and 12, she said they wanted to have one citizen part of that committee at looking at that. So if you don't want to let the citizens have a say-so, you just got done saying how important it was for the citizens to have a say-so, and now the one thing they asked for, you're going to tell them no. That's what I'm hearing. Don't take any consideration from the citizens.
Okay,
so
sorry.
My motion stands. It's reasonable. There is no reason why you can't take the comments we had here and the comments from the CITM, come back with a PDD, scratch out what you don't like, and pass it.
It's been a motion made. It's been seconded under discussion. Alderman Solomon.
You can only do what the PDD says. You're not listening.
Here they are.
There's the guy.
Alderman Solomon, I think it would be helpful, especially just to direct your questions at the chair. Alderman Wilhelm has a right to make a motion. People have a right to vote yes or no on it, and it has been seconded. But you have the floor, Alderman Solomon.
I'm done.
Alderman Taylor?
People don't just...
Thank you, Your Honor. I don't know if I'm just worn out or have other things in my mind or whatever, but this has got to be one of the most painful meetings I think I've ever been at. Really. And, you know, we had people show up here that were all over the place, okay? And that's pretty blunt, I guess, but they were all over the place. I agree with everything Alderman Olson and Alderman Solomon have just said tonight. However, I think you had enough people that left here with the understanding that we were going to be tabling this, and that's what we ought to do. It's 2 weeks. It comes back. We pass it. I mean, and then if we do citizen comment period, something like 3 minutes a person. I mean, I do not want to sit through that again. And I know I haven't ever been a part of the quarry wars, but guess what? Yeah, you guys have, and it's not going to be fun, I can tell. Because if this was just the tip of the iceberg, we need to move on this. But if we don't table it for 2 weeks, we're going to look like we're not listening to those that were here today. And I saw some of who was here today, and I just imagine what it could turn into. So that's why I made the motion. I don't agree with it 100%, but I think 2 weeks isn't going to kill anybody. But tonight was not fun.
Alderman Schmidt, and then Alderman Olson.
Alderman Taylor pretty much said what I was feeling, because I had to have a lengthy conversation with Ms. Shore this morning, and I know that the biggest concern was that they really didn't have enough time to digest this, and given the temperament of everyone living in Red River Heights, along with Alderman Wilhelm's area along 51st Street, I don't really feel that there is that much of an urgency that we need to get this voted on tonight, and so I would support tabling it, at least for so everyone else has a chance to digest this packet.
Alderman Olson?
So here's the deal. You're going to get what you wish for. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to support it because I'm not going to be here. And I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you how the meeting went. Because we're talking about an RFP.
That's it.
I agree. But
go with the RFP and get it done.
Alderman Solomon.
Your fault.
And you've been through it before.
I've been through it before. Tom's been through it before. Jesse's been through it before. It's the same people. And the individual that talked that she was back in 2004.
We're getting a little bit off the.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Back in 2004, the comments were the same. Exactly the same, and they were exactly by the same people.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to move forward. But I can support in 2 weeks, but man, that's got to be it.
That's it.
Mr. Liberta and Alderman Wilhelm.
I just want to restate the motion that I have currently, which is motion to table to the next Common Council meeting and for staff to include Common Council suggestions and stated citizen suggestions.
Is that your motion, Alderman Wilhelm?
Yes, that was my motion. And I'll yield the floor to Alderman Solomon, provided he doesn't call the question because I was to speak next.
Alderman Solomon?
I would like you to amend your motion to include the comment that we will consider citizens and aldermen's comments. However, we are required under the PDD to follow the PDD. You can't come up with something new.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I believe that's a given. I have the PDD here. I'm well aware of what the PDD says.
I
don't think.
File also.
I don't. I'm speaking.
Alderman Wilhelm is correct. Every person up here represents over 5,000 people.
Actually,
they're all deserving of respect and to be listened to when they have the floor. Alderman Wilhelm?
So I didn't think that any of the comments went beyond this. All my comments were based on what was in here. I'm going to guess that the people that wrote this up must have compared it to the PDD, or they wouldn't have brought it before us. Now, if I'm wrong on that, then there's not much I can do about that part of it, but the comments were based on that. And I'm going to call the question because we need to move on.
All right. Is there a second to calling the question?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the chair sees that there's 2/3, so the motion passes. On the main motion, Mr. Liberta, could you read back the motion again?
Motion to table to the next Common Council meeting for staff to include Common Council and for staff to include Common Council suggestions and stated citizen suggestions.
Okay. All those in favor, Mr. City Attorney, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. City Attorney.
Just a practical thought. I understand stated citizen comments. Mr. Bird has been all over this. He can sit right there and tell anyone, whether it's PDD confined or not, with regard to this voluminous packet he put together. He's going to get phone calls. Those phone calls will be tomorrow, the next day, into next week, and there might be further comments. And the comment will be, well, we had 2 or 3 days' notice last time, and then it got cut off on the night. So maybe a second motion that any comments received by Mr. Liberta be returned also with this item under the original motion.
That's already my expectation that my interpretation and the reason I asked my question before, if it was mentioned at tonight's meeting, I can incorporate it. Anything I get later, I will compile and bring back to you, but it won't be incorporated.
Okay, moving on. Yes, Alderman Olson.
I did make the statement in open session on the record that these documents are open record under the open records law of the state of Wisconsin. I better not hear that, 15 or 20 of them were made free of charge because they asked for them. It's open records and follows the policy.
Right.
I know how things work.
Yeah. You said it cost a couple bucks or something. I remember you saying
that.
So they're going to pay for it.
But that's not sliding under the table.
No.
As a favor.
Nope.
But I'm not clear as to what you mean by that.
We'll talk later.
If they want a hard copy, they've got to pay for it.
It's a textbook.
Or they take it off the
list. Item B. I think the clerk had made a recommended motion.
Your Honor, I have a motion.
Alderman Taylor.
Motion to adopt ordinance to amend 30-1 of the municipal code to amend ward boundaries as required by 2011 Wisconsin Act 39.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Licenses and permits. Alderman Solomon.
Bear with me. I'm going to need some help here. Danforth, approve of the letter. Pratman, approve of the letter. Witchkers, I need to come back to that one and ask the city attorney for some advice. Cook, approve. Draculic, approve. Gruber, approve. Gunderson, hold for appearance. Lowell, approve. Schwartz approved, Tour approved, Mega Marts, Class A combination change of agent approved pending inspection, Civic Celebrations temporary class beer approved, Civic Celebrations temporary entertainment and amusement approved, Haffitz is hold for background check and a car inspection. Back to Witchkers, Amanda. We have a situation that has arisen. She has a...
Do you want to take that separately?
Sure.
Yes.
To do a motion.
Yes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. On the motion, Alderman Olson.
For the record, it's Schultz, not Schwartz.
Okay.
Schultz, Mary.
So corrected. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. On another item you'd like to bring to
yes.
attention, Mr. Chairman?
Amanda Witchkers. We have a situation here that is difficult, and I
just refer this to the attorney and come back in 2 weeks.
She needs it. Just the temporary stuff.
Is that your motion?
No.
Okay. Is the city attorney, any suggestions you don't know about? Alderman Solomon, you have the floor.
The situation is there's pending charges.
She got deferred prosecution is what it is.
Has turned into a deferred prosecution, and she has kept her schooling intact.
And community service.
And her community service intact. It is only one incident, but it is an incident that was serious.
She was party to
she
a serious.
She was party to
right.
a serious incident. And
she has a court date on May 29th, which is like then that's like the midway point.
2 months away.
Yeah.
Can you table this item? Is there a
well? She's
thing?
Working in this job, and she her temporary
is done.
License
was done on the 26th.
Was done on March 26th. Mm-hmm. So if she's going to continue working, she'll need either her license or a continue of a provisional.
I'm
asking for the city attorney's opinion.
Yeah, the city attorney.
I don't know what the offense is. I'm hearing two separate things, though. I'm hearing there's been a decision to defer prosecution.
Correct.
Which to me would mean there no longer is a charge pending.
Correct.
If she keeps herself out of trouble for
six months.
And there's the return date in court. Why is there a court return date?
She has to check in at the 3 month point.
Every 3 months she has to check in.
So she'll check in. That's a 3 month mark.
Alderman Skransky and Alderman Olson.
I would say if the kid is, and I'm going to call her a kid at this point, has been kept her nose clean and is doing her schooling and everything else, and she needs this job to keep her in the straight and narrow, then I would say go ahead. But again, I'll have to refer to the city attorney, but I would say that would be one way of keeping her on the straight and narrow, because if this is denied, she loses her job, then everything can go downhill.
I agree.
Good. Yeah.
Alderman Olson and Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess it's not clear to me that it's a cause and effect. It's not clear to me that all clerks at Walgreens are required to have an operator's license. The net of that question is do all clerks at Walgreens need an operator's license under Walgreens Class B, whatever permit, whatever the license they have? So it begs the question, I'm all for what Alderman Skronsky's proposing, but if we don't need to bend our rules because she will not lose her job because she does not have an operator's license, then what's the harm?
Alderman Wilhelm?
I think the concern is that if we give it and then we find out that some action is taken, then we have to go through a lot more rigorous procedure to try to take that license back or something. So we're looking for a way to allow her to finish the procedure that would take her off the hook on this without trapping us into legal issues and further complications of the issue. So I think that's the city attorney?
I'm sensing that the license committee recommendation is in part looking for a way to grant this license. Mm-hmm. And I think the most simple procedure is to issue the license together with a notice that upon any violation of the deferred prosecution agreement, which results in a prior arrest status, again, becoming the status, or in a conviction, or upon any further law violation, that the commencement of revocation, suspension, or revocation proceedings will be considered.
Okay, so moved.
Is there a second? Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have before you a list of vouchers numbers 142255 through 142408. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Alderman Olson.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Sure.
Alderman Solomon.
I thought you expected me to have a comment.
Well.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skronsky. Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have the payroll of March 23, 2012 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
So it's second. Been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Taylor. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We're adjourned.